Hello there, we're in the Word House, House of the Rocky Nugu. Understand that God does His things through His Word, and nothing beyond it. It's our privilege, therefore, to minister God's Word to you. And we believe that as you listen and live by these principles you're about to hear, your life will definitely be transformed. Listen and be blessed.
Receive Reverend Atinuke Asegame to Enugu.
Thank you so much, sir. Hallelujah, church. Good morning, everyone. Can you lift up those hands to the Lord this morning? Pastor has charged us, and I don't know if you heard what he said, but I made my spirit listen attentively because we're in the season where we are led by God's word and God's word alone. No shadow you will light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No world you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow, no shadow,
no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up.
Are you awake? Coming after me. No wall you won't kick down,
no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down.
Atmosphere is charged already with prophetic word, with the release of your spirit. Thank you for your word that has already preceded. Thank you because this morning we don't have dull ears. Our hearts are awake and alive, ready to listen. We will not go out of here not prepared for what is ahead of us in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, brood over us like a mother hen broods over her young. Sit on us, sit on us. Bible says the entrance of the word bringeth light and grants understanding. Not only the reading of the word, but the entrance of it. Let the word of God enter somebody today, altering them to do more and to stand by faith through these seasons in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, we give you praise and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can I hear an amen that is alive this morning? Please take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Please help me celebrate my elder brother. Help me celebrate my elder brother, Reverend Dr. Ed Bayebo. Pastor, we love you, my elder brother. I'm the proudest younger sister in the world. I don't even remember to call you Pastor Ed. I said, my elder brother. That thing used to sweet me. Thank you, Pastor, for loving us. And Pastor Sonia, is somebody loving on her this morning? Are you really loving on her? In the mighty name of Jesus. Time is rolling, and I'm going to share this word in twofold. So if you like God's word and you want to hear the full gist, try and stay. But if you can't stay, no problem. Follow online. Let's start from Numbers 23:19. My time is fast moving. I came to encourage somebody today. Like Pastor said, I was passing by. But you know, there's always a difference between a day and a certain day. There is a day that God just wants to interrupt you and move away from the scheduled things so that he can speak to you. I was not on Pastor's mind at the beginning of last month, perhaps, but God had somebody in mind. And you may be that person. So please take God's word in this morning as an injection, something to quicken you so that when anything comes, you will remember what God said to you as an interruption to the normal. Numbers 23:19, God is not a man. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. And he said, and shall he not do it? And he spoken, and shall he not make it good? What scripture is saying to you this morning is that you don't have a God who is seasonal. You don't have a God who can be like man, like shifting shadows, who can make a promise and not do, who can say something and say something came up, I could not fulfill it. No, your God is a promise keeper. In fact, he said in John 14 verse 18, he said, I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you without comfort. I know what is going on in Nigeria, and I know how pathetic it is. But I came to tell somebody this morning, your case is different. Your case is different. I have meditated on Psalm 91 until it has become a reality to me. He said, 1,000 will fall at your side. I said, who counted them? Who counted them to know that they were 1,000? He didn't stop there. He said, 10,000 at your right hand. That is to say, number them. Do you understand what that feels like? When 1,000 is falling, 10,000 is falling. It's natural for your heart to panic. But God is saying to somebody, even when 1,000 and 10,000 are falling, your case is different. Your case is different. You are not an ordinary human being. The day you got to respect the shed blood of Jesus on Calvary Street, you became a royal generation. You became a chosen person. You became different. You became picked out of a crowd. You are not ordinary. You belong to the kingdom of God. You belong to a jealous father. Your father is the one that Pastor talked about just not a minute ago. He looks out for the tiny details that pertain to you. This charge is supernatural supply and speed. Supernatural. Supernatural supply and speed. You are in a season, we are in a season that we have found ourselves, not only in Nigeria, but all over the world. Are you looking at the floods everywhere? Are you looking at mass death everywhere? So it's not about moving abroad. It's about looking above. From where your help comes. A lizard in Nigeria does not become an alligator in Canada. Know your God. That's what truly matters. Praise the Lord. We are in the season where we must live by the supernatural. Child of God, you can only be sustained by the supernatural now. You must be sustained by the superpower act of the living God. And I've seen throughout scripture that this was how God exempted and separated his choice children. He sustained them in difficult times by his supernatural hand. Please follow God's ways now. Follow God's style now. The way of God is not the way of man. The way God is going to sort you out, the way God is going to meet your needs, it's not going to be by the normal way. Please hear me by the Spirit of God. I have read the stories of the Bible, and I saw that men were sustained by God's supernatural hand. Let me show you one such example. Genesis 24. Show me verse 7 first. Genesis 24 from verse 7. How were these guys sustained? So what happened in Genesis 24? One of the longest chapters in the Bible. Abraham was trying to get a wife for his son. That was his own need in his life at that moment. I don't know what your need is, but we should learn the ways that our patriarchs, our matrix in scripture, got their miraculous. He was looking for a wife for his child, but I don't know what you are looking for. Maybe yours is a breakthrough in your business. Maybe yours is peace in your marriage. Maybe yours is admission. Maybe yours is school fees. What did this man do to get results? You do it. What did he do? He was sending Eliezer of Damascus away and listened to their conversation. He said, "The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, he spoke unto me," if you give me NILT, I'll be more comfortable, "and that saw unto me, saying, unto thy seed," let me use this, somebody's head is blocking me, "for the Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and my native land, solemnly promised to give this land to my descendant. He will send his angels ahead of you." So this man believed in the ministry of angels. He was not going by himself. But he confidently said something that I need to take serious. He said, "As you are going to that place to look for something for my son, he is going to send his angels ahead of you. And he will see to it that you find a wife there for my son." Can you see the audacity? Can you see the depth of conviction? He must have known this angel by himself. He was not talking hearsay. He was not speaking fallacy. This man Abraham spoke from a place of conviction. "I know you are going. I have given you gold and silver. I have given you all the things that you need. But that is not all. I know that the angel of God will precede you to where you are going to find a wife for my son." Show me verse 12. Verse 12. Ha. Hey, 12 now. 12, please. 12 of the same 24. "Oh God." Ha. So Abraham had taught his household to not only believe in him, Abraham, but to believe in the God he worshipped. Because he could have told Eliezer that an angel will go and say, angels, yeah. But that guy believed it. So when he got to the place, what is tripping me about his Eliezer is that he was carrying money with him. He was carrying gold with him. He carried camel with him. But that was not enough. He carried prayer with him. At that verse 24, he said, 12, "Oh Lord God of my master Abraham," he prayed, "please give me success today and show unfailing love to my master Abraham. See, I am standing here beside this spring, and the young women of the town are coming out to draw water. This is my request. I would ask one of them, give me a drink from your jug. If she says yes, have a drink, and I will water your camels. Camels too. Let her be the one you have selected as Isaac's wife. This is how I will know that you have shown unfailing love to my master." Before he has finished praying, somebody say speed. Before he was finished praying, he saw a young woman named Rebecca coming out with a jar of water on her shoulder. She was the daughter of Bethuel, who was the son of Abraham's brother Nahor and his wife Milcah. And Rebecca was very beautiful. That's a story for another day. What am I bringing out of this story? That because he chose to pray, God sped up to answer. It was not that moment that he prayed that he saw the answer. It was when Abraham prayed ahead of time and said, go, the angel of the Lord will supernaturally supply. I'm talking to you about supernatural supply. You are living in the days and the time that your efforts cannot bring it. We carry 20,000 to go and shop now. One nylon bag said, no go fool. So it cannot be this mere naira and cobble that is going to sustain us. As a child of God, please subscribe for the supernatural. Ask the Lord, the God of heaven, that if indeed you are my God, I want to know in this season, by you supply my needs supernaturally. I am asking for my own helpers, the ones that you have ordained for me, the angels of the Lord that you have surrounded this city with. Let them go ahead of me into those places that I need help. This was supernatural supply. While he was still praying, the Lord had already sent a lady. You know, it's natural to think that it's happenstance. There is no happenstance anywhere. It's because somebody prayed. Guys, if you are not praying in this season, you are an endangered species. If you are not having scheduled time of prayer, not complain, because many people are complaining and murmuring and just showing God emotional display. No, have scheduled time of prayer. Eleazar prayed, though he had gold and silver, but he believed so much in the leading and in the leadership of the Holy Spirit and the angel of God, and there was a supernatural supply. I love the way God brought it with speed, and I'm prophesying into somebody's life that before 2023 will finish, God will bring with speed those things that he had already promised you, that is looking bleak, that is looking unrealistic. Mary said, how can this thing be? How can it be? Hey, I'm speaking into the issues you have already forgotten about. God sent me to tell you this morning that by supernatural speed, he will come to your aid in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, I should tell you that grace travels with speed. Amen. And you are going to receive that grace that will come by speed in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let me show you another one. Luke 5. Supernatural supply, supernatural speed. When you are praying, don't forget to use these two words. Lord, I thank you for the supernatural speed, supernatural supply in my home, in my business, in my job, in my exams. Lord, I receive the supernatural intervention of God. I refuse to be ordinary. I refuse to be a mundane. I refuse to be like any other person on this land. There must be a proof. Is it in Malachi? He said that there will be a distinction between them that serve him and them that serve him not. If you truly are a child of God, there is going to be a distinction in the mighty name of Jesus. Luke 5. First show me verse 5 to 6. I mean chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. Master, Simeon replied, We worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let the net down again. And this time, their nets were so full of fish that they began to tear. This looks like another supernatural supply. And I purposely started from this verse 5, because many times we only hear the testimonies that others share, and you're like, God, it looks like you are partial. Why is it always brother Patrick? Why is it always Sister Stella? Why are they the only ones? Is it only them in this church? Let me tell you, when you are seeing proof in the life of the other man, when you are seeing proof in the life of your sister, try and draw close and ask their why. Because the way I just read this verse of scripture now, it just looked like, Jesus just stood before Peter and said, okay, Shebi, you have been toiling. Shebi, you have been trying. From January, you have been fasting. Shebi, you have been praying. Okay, now, let me come and stir up the supernatural for you. That's not where the story started. Let me show you something in verse 3 of that same verse. Verse 3 of Luke 5. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boat and taught the crowd from there. Wow. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, now go out. Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish. Then show me five. Master, Simeon replied, we've worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let the net down again. And this time, their nets were so full of fish that they began to tear. I purposely started from that verse 5 to show you that there is always a responsibility that you have. You know, when times are hard, it's amazing that the first set of things that Christians remove is Christian service. I beg, I can't go for choir practice. Times are hard. I beg, I can't pay for, my responsibility. I can't do the things I'm meant to do. I can't usher anybody right now. I can't protocol. I beg, I can't go for men's fellowship. Ah, which women's fellowship? Woman to woman, how? I can't go. Can't you see? Things are hard. Let me tell you how people stir up the supernatural. The Bible says he gave his boat. And Jesus stood inside his boat. And taught from his boat. Did you think of the hours invested, the time that he could have been fishing, the time he could have been doing that particular thing? This time I'm going for choir practice. I could have been driving my Uber. This time that I'm going to go and pray with the pastors, I could have been busy doing this or that. But no, Peter said, if the master needs my boat, I'm going to give my boat. One way I tell you that you're going to speed up and enjoy supernatural abundance in this time is to give your boat. Give your boat. Give your boat. I know it's a tough thing. This is not what you want to hear. But there are instructions for the season of famine. I notice everybody that works in the supernatural in the Bible, they follow the set of rules and regulations. God did not even, he just said, give me your boat. What is God asking of you this morning? Is God asking for your time? Maybe this time that is most difficult is when God wants you to go and teach in the children's church. Maybe now that it's not even convenient is when God wants you to come and sweep the church. Maybe now that it's not convenient is when God is saying, buy the communion element and watch what I will do. Until you play your role, you may not get the hands of the Almighty. Let me tell you, there is always a part you have to play. God said, let me use your boat. And as he did, he remembered, yes, I've been toiling. Have you been toiling? Have things been hard? Yes, it's true that a bag of rice is 52,000. But how are you going to stir up that supernatural? How? And it's your responsibility to sit back and say, Lord, what do you want from me? What do you want? How do you want me to come into this supernatural supply? Because as soon as this guy gave his boat, the man that had been toiling, do you think fishes went on a holiday? And then, no. It was a supernatural technology. There was a supernatural technology that God brought those fishes because when you sow into God, God will make sure you reap. So the people that are going to be complaining in this season that we are coming into are the people who don't know their God. Many people are talking about God, but many people don't know God. You can be in church and not know God. Invest in this knowledge. Sit down and know your God. Know his word. Know his promises. Let the word of God be strong on your inside. You know what the Bible says? Man shall not live by bread alone. Man is fed from two realms. Man is fed from the physical realm, but man is innately a spirit being. Don't forget that it's a combination of dust and breath. Dust and breath. Man is a combination of dust and breath. So if you are only feeding the dust and you are abandoning the breath, you cannot stir up the supernatural. While you are eating the physical bread, make sure that your supernatural life is not left hungry. Many of us are as fat as I am in the physical, But we are kwashoko invested in spiritual things. What is your scheduled prayer life like? What is your scheduled word study life like? Guys, we have left the days of spending time in the world. It is to no end now. Invest in spiritual muscle. You should be able to do and advance in God by the Spirit. The Bible says, a man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. So there is a proceeding word. What God said yesterday may not be what he's saying today. There is a proceeding word. What he said yesterday may not even be relevant today. So if you are stuck on what God said yesterday, you can miss God. You remember when God said to Abraham, kill Isaac, and he was going, gallantly obeying. God said, I should go and kill my son. That's the sacrifice he wants. By the time he got there, God said, don't kill him again. If he did not hear the proceeding word, he would have killed that boy, and there would be no reward, because God had spoken again. Are you hearing God progressively? Are you hearing God progressively? Praise the Lord. Abundance can come to you in uncommon and unusual way. God can meet your need in uncommon and unusual way. Please, guys, don't be fixated. That's another problem we have. Yes, I believe in the supernatural. Yes, I believe God can meet my needs. Yes, I know that he's a miracle working God. But the way I want him to work that miracle now is through my uncle in the villa. You're not serious. Because a God you can remote control is no longer God. A God you can press and tell him play, and he start playing. And then you tell him, rewind, and he starts rewinding. That one is not God. I don't know the name they call that time, but it's not God. God will come for you in the most unusual way. God will come to you in a way that you have not calculated. But it takes you adapting to the proceeding word to know how God is moving you. Build your faith. Develop your spiritual antenna. This one that your uncle in the villa is looking for his own uncle. That your senator that gave you 10 million last year, he probably will not pick your call again if you call him. So this is the time to look up and say, God, my father with inexhaustible wealth. There is no famine in heaven. This life that you have been called to, there is no famine there. Pay the price to be in the presence. He says, he that dwells in the secret place, not he that visits every Sunday, not he that comes once in a while, not he that comes only when pastor says, let's gather to pray. No, he that dwells. If I visit my elder brother's house right now, I probably will not know where he keeps his cutlery. I probably will not know where he keeps his cups. But imagine the house help that stays with him. Once he sits down and says, give me a cup, that one will not say, where will I find it? He lives with him. If you dwell with God, you will know where God keeps everything. If you dwell with God, you will know where God keeps everything. You will not struggle to hear your father. Don't let anybody swindle you in this time. Pay the price of knowing your father. He is your father, and he does not have grandchildren. All of us are the children of God. The days of saying, Moses, you go and hear for us. Whatever he tells us to do, we'll do. Look, they will swindle you and collect your money. It's better to drop that money on the altar and say, Lord, I would rather walk with you. I would rather know you. Bible says they shall. Apostle Paul praying. He says that I may know you. It's not to know your name. Knowing is different from knowing. Knowing speaks of intimacy. That I may know you. And the power of your resurrection. The fellowship of your suffering. That I may be made conformable unto you. Look, let me tell you. There are some asset children that God will not joke with. Every time I think about the one lost sheep, what made that shepherd run after one lost sheep? He left 99 and went after one. Why? It was a useful sheep. You think it was nonsense sheep, he will run after him for what?
preaching. Pastors, NEPA, don't try us this morning, no. Can you hear me? Imagine that one sheep being the head of the choir. I don't know who the head of, can you hear me at the back? I don't know who the head of the choir is. But you just imagine, for a minute, the head of the choir just sent a letter to pastor. I said, pastor, I'm tired. I can't cope. There is not this one. There is not that one. I'm backsliding. You are doing what? He said, pastor, I'm backsliding. I don't want to come to church again. I don't want to sing. Pastor will leave everything he's doing. Am I making sense? Pastor will leave everything he's doing. Let's assume his name is Chinedu. He will say, Chinedu. Is his name Chinedu? I'm very spiritual. Chinedu, what did you say? He said, pastor, you can't force me. I'm a full-grown man. He said, pastor, we tell him, the next time you stand before me to tell me you are a full-grown man, I will beat you to stupor. You are a child with my presence, and I will treat you like the child you are. After trying to bravado him with muscle, if he says that one is not working, he will hug him. Chinedu. Kekime. Ogini. What should I do? That's how Jesus went after that one sheep. It was a useful sheep. It was not that one that gives excuse all the time. Jesus knew every sheep by their name, especially the relevant ones. Don't be an irresponsible sheep in the house of your God. Why would you not be absent and nobody will notice? Many have walked away. Be that one that when you are not there, God can find you. You are not singing. You know, we were taking our pictures this morning and pastor said, where is Chizoba? He may have known where she was, but he has looked everywhere. Where is she? Where is she? That is how to look for a lost sheep. If Pastor Chizoba's head was not working well, he would notice. Who will notice when you are not there? Who will notice in this season that you don't want food? People are not working with telepathy. It's relevance. You are the joy of the choir. You are the joy of woman to woman. You are the one that keeps everybody excited. Suddenly you are withdrawn. Wow, this is very unlike Joy. This is very unlike Stella. What is happening to her? And then somebody draws you close. Please, be planted in the house of the Lord. Be planted. In this season, don't unplug yourself. The devil will do anything to make sure you are unplugged. The devil will do everything to make sure you are isolated. Isolation was the big secret of the devil against Eve. He isolated her to a point where nobody could reach her, to a point where nobody could talk to her, put her in a corner. They call it depression. They call it mental health. I don't know the name, the guy name you are calling your own. Don't allow the enemy to put you in a place where you are not drawing strength from God's word. Because without that strength from God's word, you cannot feed the supernatural. And you can only be sustained by the supernatural that in this time that we live right now. Find your place. Make yourself useful. Be that one sheep that when you are there, somebody is looking for you. Yes, I believe in the ministry of angels. I believe in the ministry of bringing your boat for God to use. But more than anything else, be planted in the house of the Lord so that you can be nourished and sustained by the community of believers. The Bible says, woe unto a man when he is alone, for when he falls. He didn't say if he falls, because in this life, it's a matter of when. All of us fall from one time to the other. But if there is no man to pull you up, the Bible says, now woe, you will not be a woe. Amen. I say you will not be a woe. Amen. As somebody heard something this morning, I want you to turn it into a prayer. Maybe you are that one lost sheep. I've not finished though. I've just put comma because we have a lot to do. Because there is a how, and I want to share the how with you in the second service. So please don't rush off, except you must. But stream. Bow your head and let us pray. Pray. Ask the Lord for grace. Say, Lord, I believe in the ministry of angels. People were navigated by angels in the Old Testament. Angels visited Zacchaeus. And they were discerning, they understood their seasons. So when the angels came, they recognized. Gideon got his mandate by the ministry of angels. Jacob met with the angel that wrestled him. Ah, I want you to ask the Lord, Father, don't let me just be an ordinary person in these times. God is a spirit. I must learn to dwell in your presence. I must learn to put my head by the ark so that like Samuel, I can hear your voice. If you are not hearing God's voice in this day and age, it's endangering. It's so dangerous. I'm not saying you should become a pastor. I'm just saying let the word of God find a place in your life. Let the spirit of the Lord find you. Is somebody praying this morning? Help us, oh God. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands.
This is my confidence. You've never.
Can you be standing? Can you be up on your feet this morning and just lift up your hands to God and say, Lord, I will not be a murmurer or a complainer in this season. I will walk worthy of you. Discipline me by your word. Help me to come into the discipline of the word of God, the discipline of the spirit of God. Help me be useful in your house. Let me not join the murmurers, oh God. Let me not join the ones that are making excuses. This is the time to be distinguished. There is no middle course. You are either of them that love him or the ones that don't love him. Let me be counted among the ones that love you, because the Bible says the secrets of the Lord are with them that love him. When you are distributing your secrets in your secret place, let me not be absent. Thank you, our Father. Thank you, our God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. If you have been blessed by God's word, put your hands together.
We hope that you've been richly blessed by this message. For inquiries or to listen to more of Pastor Edwin Bayebo's messages, kindly log on to www.hotrenugump3.com. That is www.hotrenugump3.com to download. Truly, the word works.